Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host,
the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 29. All right, let's go down the international side and look at these memos coming in as we speak. Let's throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 29. And we see all the slots is filled. And that's 195 international countries. And you know what? That's a good thing. And according to these memos that's coming in as we speak, this might be a historical teaching if we decide to go down this direction. We don't know. But we see one thing. We are 1 hour up from your time, okay? We are 1 hour up from your time, okay? Okay, good. We'll find out more about that, the we, who's the we, like we always say in class of the Six Anointed Camp. Put a name on the we. All right, 195 international countries splashing. 195 international countries is still, but what's splashing is 114071. 114071. And the way these memos look, we just might take a look at some of this right here. We might take a look. We don't know. 195 international countries, 114071. Remember, we on a couple of days away from that great big old feast Friday night. That great big old feast Friday night, see, right? Remember, Friday night, that's the great big old feast Friday night. Be on around about the same time. But remember, Friday night, white garments all over, all around the Six Anointed Camp. Get in where you fit in. And Friday night, see, right? That's the big one. That's where Yahweh came 70 miles to. We're going to take care of all that right there, but we're going to take a look at these memos. Brother Yahdai Israel, I want you to look up. I want to get me three names before we even take a look at this. I want to make sure these three names got some legitimacy with it. We ain't gonna tell you nothing about their position, but I want you to tell me what I'm looking at. And we'll take it from there, because, you know, what you speak on the treaty, what treaty? Write this down, Brother Yahdai Israel. Give you a chance to be looking it up and get it all to the side waiting on you. I want you to look up three names from there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We going all the way out there around Jamaica and up to a place called Monroe College, and I need three names that we is on the radio as we speak and having a special class for something, and we're gonna see. I want the name of James Monroe, James Monroe. I want that name, and I want a name. I want to know who is Mark Smith. Who is Mark Smith? And who is Shelley? S-H-E-L-L-Y James. I don't know who is Shelley James. S-H-E-L-L-Y James. I don't know who Mark Smith is. And I don't know who is Jane Monroe. And who else do you say this one is? Yeah, and I won't know who is M-A-R-C Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E. And S-T-E-P-H-E-N J Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E. I need to know before I even take a look at any, I want to make sure what I'm getting ready to take a look at. You broadcast it ain't long enough, but we're going to leave it like that. So you hope you got it down there, Brother Yahdai Israel, as these memos coming in right now as we speak. 195 International Conference, 114071. Please speak on the treaty and the celebration that's coming up July the 6th. We won't know what your perspective on it because you have a large Jamaican crowd. Okay. We'll see. We will see. All right, 195 International Conference, 114071. 114071. So Brother Yahdai Israel, you got what we need. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's bring our elder in and we'll get our elder on the clock. And then we be looking at these memos and we'll see which way we're going. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahqua beat you there, Steve Roy."
And Yahqua bless you, Seer Israel, Steve Roy. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Elder. Well, like I said, again, when you turn these computers on and all of a sudden these memos come all across the screen in every direction, and sometimes you've got to be prepared, you know. You got to be prepared. 195 International Conference, 114071. The names I just mentioned today, 1 hour up on us. 1 hour up. So what's going on in Jamaica? So what time we got here? And daytime is 1 hour up. We'll see. So whether you got to tell this national audience, you can take your time and let me people these memos and I'll get right with them shortly to come out.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And look like we've turned a couple of more digits in attendance on the people that's coming to our live broadcast. Looks like the beginning of one of the largest classes ever. 114,071 listeners came to hear the words of Yahqua. And that's a good thing. That's what I always say. Well, one of the things we're running into is that we have a lot of confusion about the word of Yahqua and about the understanding of different days. You have some people out there that are trying to be false teachers, which we have to be aware of. You know, we describe this as the blind leading the blind, or other scriptures we can go by. But still, even when they're not talking about scriptures, they're trying to pull you in another direction, always. It brings me to think, why does evil always look for good? Have you ever thought about that? Or why does the deceiver look for someone to deceive? Even a liar will look for someone to lie to. Even your thoughts are tried by them for their sake. Interpreting the Bible a different way to make it have another meaning. I have also been finding out lately, if you're strong-minded in your beliefs, it makes the deceiver even work harder. And actually, it makes your belief stronger if you're of Yahqua. Because let's see what it says about this in Romans chapter 6, verse 18. 18 says, "For they that which serve not Yahqua, the Son, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the minds of the simple." You see that? They want the weak-minded or the simple-minded to try to deceive, adding more to their numbers, creating all kinds of different suffering for these kind of, whether they realize it or not. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, it says, but if you suffer for righteous sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 9 says, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And we see a lot of that every day. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 says, be not deceived, Yahweh is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. Yahweh loves a man, a woman, that speaketh right. You know, we're blessed for that, passing out Yahweh's word in the right way. Because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 13, it says, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they that love him that speaketh right. But we look at Isaiah, chapter 32, verse number 6 says, for fools speak folly. Their hearts of mind bent on evil. They practice un-Yahwahliness and spread error concerning the Yahweh. The hungry they leave empty. From thirst they withhold water. So we have seen most of this already with our own eyes. This is why we're here to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. And yes, I know, it's been said, how do you guys of Yahweh's ministry get all of this that you talk about from this one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahweh's word. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book and more. We do this because you have knocked. This is information you all came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of God. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now the top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a Temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the Temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click Enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be Tithes and Offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose Tithes and Offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It would seem that a few people should check our calendar because it would help keep them in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. It's even explained in biblical scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. Now, the first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, we do have available for the listening members what we call a 12 program via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just call that international number to place your order. That's 224-600-5579. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to today's show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding as shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if broad talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, do not try to win that bump the gums contest when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah. Why? Because you have missed all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it says in 1 John, St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So that we can do this and rehearse the righteous act, keep your Bibles open. Let's get some things created to our own remembrance. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, right there, Elder Mr. Tibbs. You know, one thing about I see what Moses was saying, he made a profound statement, but we'll find out more about that statement that Moses said. Probably the sixth anointed camp, remember what Moses said back in the day. He made a profound statement, but we'll talk about it, take care of it later. Now, before we go to Yahdai Israel, we want to make sure you give me an idea of what I'm getting ready to get into. It's, we wrote you 2 weeks in advance about this night, but you respond on the importance of what happened in 1738. Okay. I don't recall, but I'll tell you one thing. We're going to check some out now. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, brother, y'all got Israel. Yahweh be to see Roy.
If I bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You know, hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, Moses made a profound statement there, brother, Yahweh Israel. And do you remember the statement he made? And do you remember the statement he made before we get started? And I want to look these names up. He made a profound statement in the 11th chapter there, brother Yahweh Israel. And it tells you in the book of Ecclesiastes, whatever have been will be again and all that good stuff. But he made a profound statement. You know what? I got a strange feeling it might be on the clock. For the sixth anointed council of Boston Village, you Israelite. It might be on the count. What do it say is in the 11th chapter, verse 14 of the book of Numbers? Then we'll take it from there. Numbers 11, verse 14.
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 14 reads, not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me.
That's it. Brother Yahweh Israel, I'm going to look up a few names. I should not even say where it was coming from, but I need to hear a few names as Brother Yahweh Israel. I'm scrolling down right now as we're speaking. Did you get in the name that I said earlier, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can you give me a report on some names that we just called out? And then we'll secretly tie this thing in, but we got to get on the feast and all that good stuff. So, what you working with, that brother Yahweh Israel?
Yeah, the names that I wrote down was James Monroe, I believe, first name.
Yeah, what about it?
We had Mark Smith and Shirley James. Just
yeah, what
three
about
names
it?
I wrote down.
Okay, now what about?
But for James Monroe,
is it just John Doe? What about on that, brother Yahweh Israel? Let's talk for a minute, because we're hearing we have a large Jamaican audience and some things that we need to clarify. So, what you working with that, brother Yahweh Israel?
For the first name, James Monroe, the only information that came up is dealing with the fifth president of the so-called United States. The only James Monroe that popped up.
Okay, here go the memo behind that. Because that's who the college is named after. His name after the fifth president. Okay. College is named after the fifth president. Whatever you said, as on the Monroe you got is a president, James Monroe, good. Now, we got that part out the way, so they're saying that's how they got their name. Now, what else you working with?
Mark Smith. The only Mark Smith that popped up was a basketball player at Kansas State.
Okay, nothing over there, and nothing pertaining to Monroe College, Mark Smith?
No, sir.
He's
a ball player at Kansas State.
Okay, well, hold it. Okay. What about Mark? Well, this is supposed to be. Okay, what about Shelly James over there at this I'll tell you what, put in Mark Smith of MUNRO College in Jamaica. Let's see if you come up with something there. Put Mark Smith in there and put in MUNRO College in Jamaica. Let's see where this thing corresponds. Let's try that first. Let's try that. Before we go tackle anything, let's see if we get somebody that's just not just there to be there. Put in Mark Smith, MUNRO College in Jamaica. Let's see, do that. Tighten up. Yeah, come on.
All right, I got a Mark Smith Education, the University of West Indies.
Okay, well, not at Monroe College.
Yeah, at Monroe College. Yeah.
No. All right, now, Brother Yagdai Israel. Quote me just a little bit, Brother Yagdai Israel. Now, this Mark Smith, is he linking up with MUNRO College in Jamaica with a high position? That's what I'm trying to find out right now. That we can read.
I mean, one second, Esther. I'm going through the regiment here to see what pops up.
All right, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. We're going to just touch on something. If we can make a connection, we'll touch on a little bit if we got a connection here. If we got Mark Smith at MUNRO College in Jamaica with a high position.
Let's read Mark Smith. Principal of Monroe College, Jamaica.
Where? Okay. All right. All right. Check one. Now, what about Shelly James of the same place? What position she got? Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-Y, James. So now you got Mark Smith. After you buckle up your sleeves a little bit, You got him past playing football, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Shelly Smith, what's she doing? What position she got at the same place? What she got going on?
Shelly James, senior teacher at Monroe College.
Okay, that's what she got going on. Okay, good. Now, who's his other name? Now who is this name? Okay, that's good enough. I tell you what, them two names be good enough. So evidently, we can say they got something going on. Now the question is on table about the Jamaicans and the Maroons. The question is about Jamaicans and Maroons, and would you touch on? Okay. Who is this there, Brother Yagdai Israel? Let's see who this is. Granannynanny. Let's find out who she is, according to what we can read. Who is she? Granannynanny. Who is this, according to that we can read?
Any titles associated with that?
Yes, she got a great big title. She's the one behind what we get ready to talk about after we make sure that she makes up with what we get ready to say. She's supposed to be that we can read. Is it better? We can read it. She's supposed to be a leader somewhere. How about around Jamaica? She was a great organizer that left a legacy.
All right, yeah.
Let's see what legacy that she lead there, Brother Yagdai Israel.
I'm looking at an article on the Free Encyclopedia, and it's Nanny of the Maroons, Queen Nanny, Granny Nanny, or Nanny of the Maroons. Born 1686, lived to 1733, was an 18th century leader of the Jamaican Maroons. She led a community of formerly enslaved Africans called the Windward Maroons. The early 18th century, under the leadership of Nanny, the Windward Maroons fought a guerrilla war over many years against British authorities in the colony of Jamaica in what became known as the First Maroon War.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I missed this. I'm looking at it right now. I missed this about 2-3 weeks ago for me to to get warmed up on it, Brother Yahdai Israel. So everything do checks out. So you want to take a shot at you want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'll pass on that.
Let's see, now I take a little shot at that. Let me take a little shot at that. The maroon. According to my knowledge, Jamaicans, according to Monroe College, according to my knowledge on this, it was a treaty. That's a treaty in 1738, Brother Yahdai Israel. Look up and see what happened. What happened and what this is talking about in 1738. Put in the treaty of the Maroons and Great and Britain. What happened in 1738? What happened? What happened in 1738? The treaty of 1738 between the Maroons, M-A-R-O-O-N-S, and Britain, B-R-I-T-I-S-I-S-H. What happened in 17? We can take a little peek at what happened in 1738. Because we find out that Granny Nelson, she led a massive attack with known Jamaicans, and you mentioned something about also with Africans. And I guess it's coming to me now exactly what that means. With them Africans, we'll talk about that after we read about this treaty that their brother Yahdai Israel. Is it a 1738 treaty?
I'm taking notes here. I got a little information concerning the matter here.
All right.
Let's see if it'll come up now.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we find out about the treaty of 1738. You know, it's amazing. The school system don't teach about, you know, I guess that's wise by listening to the Six Anointed Council of Bosses of True Israelites. I mean, there's a treaty that was it was an embarrassment moment for Great Britain, because this treaty gonna talk about something happened, and then I comment on after Brother Yahdai Israel read a little bit about it. What happened?
I'm looking at an article entitled "The Maroons Signed a Treaty with England," and it reads, "On this date in 1738, escaped African slaves and British settlers in Central America agreed to a conflict truce. The article of pacification from the English with the Maroon of Telawana Town, Jamaica, occurred on this date. The Maroons were escaped African slaves with communities in North, Central, and South America. The term Maroon derived from the Spanish word Kim Maroon. This word was first put on runaway cattle before it came to signify escaped African slaves. The first known Maroon was a slave who escaped from a boat in 1502.
Mm-hmm. So, what we're going to find out, there was a treaty made. Now, the treaty of the Maroons, and we find out that Nanny had a hand into that, as I recall. Yeah, Nanny had a hand into that, and well, she the one organized all of that treaty. And somebody else that, you know, it got to come back to me, that led that massive attack on them, Brother Yahdai Israel. His name got to come back to me. That led.
I think
his name is He got a two-part name on his name. He got to come to me. What is his name? He got two-part to his name. His name got some kind of like a, it's two-part to his name. He's got a one name with two parts. It'll come to me. But if you can help me out there, Brother Yahdai, bring the one that led to a fatal blow on him. What's his name?
The only name that pops in my mind is Toussaint Overture.
Okay. Well, I remember touching on this about a few years ago, Brother Yagda Israel. So this is a follow-up because of what happened. So what's going on now, this treaty, they're getting ready to celebrate this treaty in 1736 coming up on January the 6th. But we still is not getting our share of the treaty. Now, they got two parts. You got a maroon part and a Jamaican part. And you got a Jamaican part that is the government, and then you got the sovereign nation called the Maroons. Now, how the Maroons got their power, and we just got to read the Maroons. Now we got to go and do a little. Now we got to do some. We got to check some things out. Oh, yes, I guess, well. So now, I ain't gonna touch on this but a couple minutes. But I'll tell you one thing: those out there in Jamaica, we'll get back on this because they got to come all the way to me. Now, we know you got the independence in 1962. That was independence for Jamaica, but he was already independence for the Maroons in 1738, and y'all divided two governments, and the Maroons got a problem with the Jamaicans because Jamaicans are forgot. They all got caught up with the other part of the big dignitaries, and they forgot about home. You know, just like, remind me of a basketball player said, Mom, we done finally made it. So they got away from this thing, and so we want our history brought back up. And since you got a large population of Jamaican listening, would you tell them about the history of the Maroons and Jamaican history? And well, we do know something about Jamaican history, and we know that January the 6th, you're going to be celebrating this right here. But only thing about it, your celebration is not good. I mean, we got to tell it like it is. Now, you're going to celebrate something January the 6th, and you're going to celebrate by going getting a black pig. You're going to catch a wild black pig, and you're all going to eat pig on this day, the celebration of the Maroons going to be eating black pig. You don't eat no pig. You don't eat no pig. That's got to tell you like it is. And we know about that. And anytime somebody show you the suitcase, you can always leave your foundation. So now, what do we say is, I need to get a little bit of this here, Brother Yagda. I think it's coming to me now. I need to get me a little help now. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I need a little help now, Brother Yagda Israel. We're going to try to put about 15, 20 minutes in this, and we're going to get them off into what we got to do. I'm sorry I missed the call about the memo 3 weeks ago and everything set up for tonight, but I missed it. I got to do that some other time. I will get on it before January the 6th. I've been on late everything out, but one thing about it, that tradition about catching a wild black pig and everybody eating a piece of it, in Leviticus chapter 11, it says don't eat no pig. So in the Maroons, it's coming from the peoples called the Tainos, which was there. And this was a tribe of Israel that was there. But then as time unfolded, you lost your identity. And then once the slaves, and we're going to touch on that in a second. Now, the African slaves is the one that was brought to Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagda Israel. Let's see if we can get something going on real quick.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, understand one thing. The name that you got, Brother Yachdab just got through letting you know, the name Maroon is coming from what the British put on you. That is not your name. You have done with that name that you proudly use, the name called Maroon and Jamaican, and what you have really did was Isaiah 65:15. This is what you have really did. Isaiah 65:15. Listen to this.
The book of Isaiah 65:15 reads. Book of Isaiah 65:15. "You shall leave your name for a curse unto my children. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servant by another name."
And we also recollect that the Maroons is in the east, and in the west part is another group called maybe, I think it's Rastafaris or something like that, in the western part. And both of y'all have a conflict against each other. But both of y'all using Rastafari name and Maroons, and both of y'all is east and west. And one came sovereign in 1738 by the British, and British also a year later gave the ones in the west. It'll come to me as we unfold. In the west, you got your sovereignty a year later, so both of y'all have a sovereignty, but in the same token, nobody remember man one of you, because y'all fighting among yourself. The Maroons fighting among themselves, but what you fail to realize, both sides of y'all victories, even the victory of the Maroons, of the freedom of Haiti. When Haiti was released, as when the Haitian was got their freedom, what year they got their freedom in there, Brother Yahdai Israel? The Haitian, give me. The Haitian War, you know, I remember doing this 2-3 years ago. But what year they got their freedom? It's something to bring back to you to remembrance. The Haitians, they became a sovereignty nation, and they got their freedom what year?
Let me peep at it right quick.
Yeah, help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Says the French Revolution was from 1787 to 1799.
Mm-hmm. So now that shows you that the Maroons received their sovereignty in 1738. And in 1739, the ones, I can't think of their name right now, that's in the west part, received their sovereignty. Now the Haitian, the Haiti, which received their sovereignty, but the Haitians are Levites. That's a tribe that's in of Levi, and they received their sovereignty, and they got their freedom. What year, Brother Yahdai Israel?
1789, thereabout.
All right, 1799. Okay, good. 1799. Okay, good. Now, let's go and tie something in, because see, one thing about it, you'll left your name for a curse. And then your traditions, what you're saying? And you also keep Christmas. So the Maroons keep Christmas, and they're gonna celebrate Christmas, and they also gonna celebrate their freedom of signing the treaty in 1738. But here's the point. When you signed that treaty, after y'all had them won the battle, but the treaty you found and the problem that East and the West have today on the maroon, because something you did, maroons, that we'll talk about in a minute. It's coming to me right now. But let me, something you did, because what'd you say, Granny Annie says, she said, what did she say she did again? One time at Bojack by Israel. And I'll be in the Negro Question Part 4. I'm going to be there for a minute. I want to take a look at something in Part 4. What did Granny Nanny do? What did she do?
Had to get back there, see ya.
All right. Granny Nanny, what did she do? Granny Nanny, what did Granny Nanny do? Because Granny Nanny is very important, because she plays a part, because she is the organizer of all of the countries over there, Jamaica, at our timeline, and Granny Nanny. But something else I need to bring to the table on Granny Nanny. But what about Granny Nanny there? I'm going to try that, buddy.
All right. Queen Nanny. Granny Nanny or Nanny, or Nanny of the Maroons, was an 18th century leader of the Jamaican Maroons. She led a community of formerly enslaved Africans called the Windward Maroons. In the early 18th century, under the leadership of Nanny, the Windward Maroons fought a guerrilla war over many years against British authorities in the colony of Jamaica, what became known as the First Maroon War.
So here's the point. You can't leave your name for a curse and be proud of being the maroon peoples. And the word maroon is only means, what it means again, Brother Yagdai Israel, what do the word maroon mean? And what do it mean by the word called maroon? What that mean?
1 second there.
The word called maroon. So now, the word called maroon. What that mean?
Maroon.
See, maroon. Just like a... Go ahead.
Maroon, definition. A brownish crimson color.
See, and not all that, and it means something else. And what else do it mean, that Brother Yardai? It's got one more thing it means. So he's talking about, see, it's just like we go to reunions called like the Wilson reunion. See, and you have to know that you have left your name for a curse. So those that's proud to be a maroon, the definition of the word maroon is only a runaway cattle, and a cattle became a runaway slave, which is you. But then something happened that we got to bring in, because Nanny formed a big group of maroons. But now we gotta go to the Negro Question Part 4 there, Brother Yagdai Israel, on page. We want to go to page number 28. Because she mentioned about some that they was called Africans, the African slave. That was she mentioned. So now we want to go and tie in a few things here in the Negro Question Part 4 on page 28. And then tell me what you're looking at in the box, and tell me the page you're looking at, and just picture on page 28 from top to bottom. Red pass where it says a color of somebody, and paint the picture for this national audience, especially out there in Jamaica. Paint the picture, and what book we reading out of that we get ready to expound on. Come out.
Can you run that again, sir?
Page 28, Negro Question Part 4, page. Negro Question Part 4, page 28. Just paint that picture, Brother Yagdai Israel, that box you're looking at. Paint the picture for the Jamaicans. Paint that picture.
Says the Irish and the Scots are the same people. The Scots are a tribe from the Northeast Ireland.
Okay,
Black
good.
Irish.
Now go to Ohio, where it says W-H-E-N-C-E, the who, then get and tell me this picture you're looking at. Tell me what you see on these this picture you got in the box. What do you see out of your eyes?
I see dark-skinned children.
You see dark-skinned children? And what's above the dark-skinned children? What does the writing say?
Say Black Irish of Jamaica.
Black Irish of who?
Of Jamaica.
Black Irish of who? Jamaica. Black Irish of Jamaica. Ain't no Irish came out of Africa, see, right? See, ain't no Irish came out of Africa. See, you remember Nanny got Africans to help her, help, and they formed the group called the Runaway Slaves, called the Maroons. But wait a minute. But recorded history say that Black Irish of Jamaica, now let's find out what it says in this book. What about this book that we can read?
Read from the Negro Question Part 4 by Lee Cummins, page number 28. This book was written by a Jesuit priest, John J. Williams, and was published in 1932.
Stop it there. Now, a Jesuit priest. Now, this is like we got to believe this, because this is the white man. This is the white man writing this, and the brother just and the one that got this book here, he just compound things together. But this is the white man's private notes. You know, the one that his grandfather was there. He got the private notes exactly who's who. So, you know, we all had a problem of believing the six anointed camps. But here come the white man with his private notes from his great-great-great-grandfather. He got the notes that it's been compressed into a one book. So far in Negro Question Part 4, the middle. This is a Jesuit, so this is a Catholic man. You know how the most largest organization in religion is Catholic than the WCC. They number two. I know you're number two. So you got to believe this, because this is a Jesuit Catholic priest is giving his talk. What do you say?
It reads, in this book, John described the Black Irish that were deported into slavery in Jamaica as black people. These pictures you see on this page are images of some of these Irish children.
Mm-hmm. Gary, stay on 29. Give me a little bit of 29.
Once I located this book with this image, mm-hmm. I wanted to show you the entire front cover of the book, so you could have it for your reference. These are some of the Black Irish that came here on slave ships directly from Europe. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, hold on about y'all guys, Israel. They came from Europe. What it says in Deuteronomy 28:68? What does that say?
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, 28:68. This said Black Irish came from Europe. Then what is this talking about right here in Deuteronomy's 3:25 and getting warmed up and skip down to 64 and 68? Let's get warmed up in Deuteronomy 28:25, 64 and 68. Let's see what it say.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 28:25. Verse 64, verse 68 reads, Deuteronomy 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Verse 25, real quick.
Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them. Shall be removed into all the kingdom of the earth.
Oh, so somebody's going to be removed in all the kingdoms of the earth. Somebody's going to be removed. Now let's go to 64 and 68.
Verse 64. Yahweh shall scatter you among all peoples, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other. There thou shalt serve other false Yahweh, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Verse 68. Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt, the land of bondage again, with ships. By the way whereof I spake unto you, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies, for bond men, bond women, and no man shall buy you.
If we go with the modern day teaching today, the Irish is the white man and the white woman. So now that's why you have to connect the books. So now we find out one thing that we all clear when you read that. That's talking about the children of Israel. But now we find out right here that we got somebody coming out of black Irish and coming up out of Irish. That's over there in the northern world. You know, and let's read, now come on back to verse 29 and get that color word, and let's read a little bit in verse 29. So you see, first of all, you got to get everything cleaned out real good to do some cooking. So it's hard to tell you about the celebration that the runaway slaves have got up on a banner through somebody else's name. Because he made it plain to you in Numbers 15:15-16. So he made something plain in Numbers chapter 15, verse 15-16. What did he say about the Yahweh Israel?
The book of Numbers 15. Verse number 15-16 reads, one ordinance shall be booked for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourning with you. An ordinance forever in your generation, as you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you, for the stranger that sojourney with you.
Mm-hmm. And wherever you migrate, you take your name with you. So if nobody biblically carries a name of Jamaican and Jamaican or Maroons, nobody biblically. So these names, you have left your name for a curse. So it's hard to it's not hard for the six anointed camps, but it will be hard for you. You got to first get things cleaned out first to understand that when Granny and Nanny led the Africans, how you know Granny and Nanny didn't lead this? How you know that Granny and Nanny didn't give one these, we're going to give a little bit more in a minute. We're going to get a number in a minute after we read in verse 29. Come up to 29, read a little bit more there, brother. We're going to get a little bit more on Granny and Nanny. And we can't be proudly saying what Granny and Nanny did with the Africans, and because the Africans do not have a connection with a father, you see. So now we got to tighten all that up first to really get at Granny Nanny and get at the Black Irish, the Jamaicans. So we got to do a whole lot of quick cleaning up real quick and get on the feast day. Give me something in 29, a little bit more there, Brother Yahweh. Give me some more in 29.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Scots, Irish, Welsh, Brits, of the same people. According to Boyd Dorkin, our earliest ancestors were the English invaded England in 449 AD. They pushed the black English west into Wales, Scotland, and Ireland.
Now remember, the scholars, historians is the white man and the white woman is doing the talk. See, remember, Phantom, this is the part that the school system don't teach you, but only the high institution understands this part. So when you get caught up onto labels or names by being the Africans did this, or the Maroons did this, or Jamaican did this, or why Jamaicans can't come together with the Maroons, and why the East and the West, see, first of all, you got to understand something. You have left your name for a curse. So the bond that you have with your mighty one is not there. So until we pull that together, you understand that Granny and Nanny ain't got no African people together to do nothing. She had to get the people that we're going to read together to do and form the group called the Maroons, which is a sovereign state as we speak today. They in the treaty, they got five pieces of property, a big old about 12,000 acres of land. So there's the Rastafaris in the West. So they all got the piece of sovereign, but what happened, Dave, you got manipulated on the fact of you still doing Christmas and Eden Hall, and you still divided. So you get ready to make a big celebration June the 6th, and you're going to go catch a big black pig, and everybody will eat the pig. And the biggest chapter 11, he made a profound statement to the children of Israel, which the name we just mentioned is, and what he said in the 11th chapter. See, we got to take our time and clean out some things, but spirit-led, to get to where you at about and why you divided and how to get out of it through the pages of the book, but you only get out of this through the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So in Leviticus chapter 11, it makes it plain on what you're getting ready to do up under the great big tree that is a historical tree that's over there in the land that you are started with. It'll come to me about that, and you're going to start your feast from up under the tree. What do you mean, how do I know about it? Because you know, it'll come to me. So you're going to start your great big feast up on a tree, and you're going to go catch a black pig, and y'all going to all get a bite of the pig to rememoration of where your forefathers and mothers, what you call ancestors, did. Y'all ate the wild pigs. But then Leviticus chapter 11 tells us about eating a pig, white pig or black pig. It tells us what? And 1 and 2 and to who? Then we'll skip down to 7 through 9 and see if we're talking about what not to do. See, we got to put book to it. Leviticus chapter 11, 1, 2, 7 through 9, then give me the last 4 verses in that 11th chapter, and see what he say.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 7 through 9, and verse number 47 reads, Book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse number 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, and to Aaron saying unto them, verse 2, speak unto the family of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Verse number 7. And the swine, though he divided the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Verse 8. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. Verse number 9. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever feeds the scales in the water, in the sea, and in the rivers, them shall you eat. Verse 27, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, between the beasts that may be eaten and the beasts that may not be eaten.
Mm-hmm. So you get ready to make the great big celebration and celebrate the treaty of 1738. And you're gonna build on that traditional tree, and what you're gonna do, you're gonna parade around, and you're gonna eat some the wild black pig. But see, Maroons, Jamaica, and I can't think of the name unless you come to me. That brother Yakda, he is the one that's in the West. I know they Rastafarians. The Rastafarians in the West, and the Maroons in the East. They both sovereign states, and you know, you're both. Well, we know one is celebrating Christmas, December 25th is Christmas. That is not correct. December 25th is not what you call Christmas. You celebrate. And you don't eat no hog at no time. You're not supposed to eat hog. Now let's go to the Negro question. The Negro chapter 6, 6 now, Brother Yahweh Israel. See, because here's the point. Psalms 11:3 on the table. What Psalms 11:3 say? And give me the Negro question. Page 112:6. What do 11:3 say?
Book of Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
What can you do? And give me Thomas 3. What Thomas say in 3?
The book of Thomas. 3 reads. Book of Thomas, 3. And it reads. Yahweh the Son said. Those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. You come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Yahweh the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the Negro question part 4. I need a timeline, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now the treaty was signed and they came together after they had them beat Britain. They beat them good and signed a treaty, and you divide the land up, and her name is Granny Nanny. She was the big organizer, and you says in your records, the Maroons record says Granny Nanny also appears to us sometimes. She appears to us. See, we got a lot of work to do. Granny Nanny appears to us, and did you write down Granny Nanny time in and time out? Did you put him make a note of that, brother? Can we know? See what y'all know about you, brother Yahweh? I know you are a great note taker. You know, I like that in you. So I noticed you made a note on Granny Nanny, her time in and time out. What time she's doing something? Because we know one thing: if she appeared to you, or when she appeared to you, but it got to be in the timeline that she was doing what she's doing. She couldn't appear to you in the timeline now. Okay. So it's a lot of you know, give me your EZRA 418. Well, y'all got Israel. Give me EZRA 418.
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads, book of Ezra 4, verse 18, the letter which you sent unto us have been plainly read before me.
We're getting off into it right now. And give me up and pull me up. What did Micaiah say he only do? See, you gotta understand something. What did Micaiah say that he gonna only do that, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, I'm working my way around or something. See, I'm trying to get some. I'm not. See, you got to understand where the sixth anointed camp come at. We deal with whatever the book is, and basically we can deal with it on the run or whatever subject matter is. But we got that spirit kind of tell us some things that, you know, you celebrate your independence, but and you'll celebrate Christmas, and you want all the independence, you celebrate Christmas, you eat some Black Hawk. See, all three of them, it got to decease from on you, and you got to know who you are. Because once you understand that the title that you carry yourself is like the name that you know, most of the people have, it have no name back to our maker. And we'll get off in that a little bit later. But what did Micaiah say?
The book of 1 Kings 22, verse 14. Micaiah said, and Yahweh liveth, for Yahweh saith unto me, that will I speak.
So you got to understand something. When the sixth anointed camp speaks, we are going to speak what he give us, and we got to understand something. The only way we'll come out of this thing is understand what's written in the book. What you read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Kings 22, verse 14.
Okay, back up to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 18:10. And I'm going to see what you get out of that. And the Corinthians book, 2 Corinthians 18:10. What did that say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
2 Corinthians.
I mean Chronicles. Thank you there. Thank you. 18:10.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse number 10 reads, Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, had made him horns of iron and said, thus saith Yahweh, these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed.
Mm-hmm. That's 1 Chronicles. Which one I need there, brother? I'm trying to pull our statement out, bro. Like Israel, we can deal with that. But in 18:10, let me give me a little book and peep. I think I want to hear some again, that bro. Like Israel.
The book of 1 Chronicles.
Yeah, well, I want to hear Micaiah talks again in the Chronicle book. Now I don't see did he waver. Did they pull out exactly what he said out of the Chronicle books? He said something. Around when it's about 18 something? And he said something? 18:13, did he say something about 18:13? I think he said something about 18:13, didn't he?
1 Chronicles.
We'll make it second. Did he say something about 18:13? Did Micaiah, yeah, what do you say about 18:13?
The book of 2 Chronicles 18, verse 13 reads, and Micaiah said, as Yahweh liveth, even what my Yahweh said, that will I speak.
Well, that's one thing about it. We ain't going to wave off of anything the way Yahweh give it to it. That's the way we're going to bring it. That's just the way it is. So now let's go back to, the Negro Question Part 4 there, Brother Yahweh Israel, 29, and that little box. Tell me what that box say. Now, we find out something. What do that box say in the 4 in the Negro Question, page 29, and then that little box down there? What that little box saying?
I'm reading from the Negro Questions, part number 4, by Lee Cummins, page number 29. And it reads, images from the book, The Black Irish, author, Jesuit priest, J.J. Williams, published 1932. Images of the 1 million Black Irish children sold into the Jamaican 17th century.
Hate that something. You mean that you had over a million from Europe over there? That was before the treaty, see, right? You remember you read about that Nancy, what's her name? Granny Nanny. His name will come to me. The one that put the fatal blow there, brother Yadier. Can you recall the one that put the fatal blow on him? But remember, they got Africans to they formed and they call themselves the Maroons. But now we find out that how many did what, brother Yadier Israel?
It reads that image of the 1 million Black Irish children sold into the Jamaica 17th century.
Wait a minute, brother Yadier Israel. So the Irish cannot be African, could it be? Huh?
No, sir.
So they're not Africans. See, this is what's been taught to us all our life. If you're black, you have to come from Africa. No, not so, Sierra. That's the bad teaching, and that's why we must come now. Everybody is not from Africa. We just found out now that over a million was sold on ships in the 1700s going to Jamaica. See, right? And Jamaicans is a mixture of the tribe of Israel called Tainos. They was called Tainos before they got the name of the slavery name of runaway slaves called Maroons. So Maroons is celebrating is celebrating a name that Britain gave you for being a runaway. See, that's not you. But then what happened, the record says some Africans helped you. See, now, let's go to six. Let's go to six there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now we're going to six. Like I said, again, you know this. A lot of things comes up there, Brother Yahdai. We're going to six now. See, one thing I'm glad that we're now, see, the sixth one, the cats can go and just connect the books. On page 112, what do it say in writing where it says lesson? Let what? In writing in the Negro Question Part 6. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the new Negro Question, verse number 6, by Lee Cummins, page number 112. Page number 112?
Mm-hmm. Let. Yeah, what's that, let?
Let's play the game. 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm.
If 1 million Black Irish children were deported to Jamaica and the Caribbean, then there had to be at least 1 million Black Irish men, 1 million Black Irish women in Ireland.
Mm. Hey.
This means that there were at least 2 million Black Irish adults, dead or alive. I've always said that the elite had another set of books that they were reading from, and over the years, the research has proven it.
you mean is a set of books that we get in a set of books that they got? If that's what you're trying to tell me, Brother Yahdai, you mean it's two sets of? You mean it's not they call it a fair level field? You mean that the books that we got is totally different from the big books they got? Is that what you're saying, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
That's exactly what they say.
you So you got all these degrees on the walls and all these colleges jumping, you know, but you got two sets of books here, right? No, where we at? Go over a little bit more. Now, where we at? Now go over the, pick it up where it says, Thomas Cromwell got into this. What did Thomas Cromwell do that we can read? What did Thomas do that, brother Yahya Israel?
The Cromwell edit. Those who fail to transplant themselves to Connaught or clear Ireland within 6 months shall be guilty of high treason. You will be sent into America or some other part beyond the sea.
Wait a minute. So what year this is? What year this is, bro? When is it going to happen? Is an edict on this? That means this is a written record on this. What year is this?
1653.
So 1653 and 13 and 1738. So there's a whole lot of grown folks around that time. If you settled out and you left there in 16, we use this record what we got right now. If you left Europe in 1653, when 1730s came on the table. How many years have you? You ain't a baby no more, is you? Is your brother Yahya Israel? What kind of age you got on your neck?
Gotta be somewhere around the 50, 60 years. Done past, that's it.
Oh yeah, right. So these grown
80
folks
years
now.
Or so.
So these is grown folks right now, right?
That's right.
These grown folks over there in Jamaica now, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, when what? What happened? When what?
When the whites invaded Britain in 449 A.D., they pushed the blacks west into Britain, Scotland, and Ireland. Cromwell did the same thing. Connaught and Clare is in Ireland, which is west. These same black Irish were shipped into Jamaica, Barbados, West Indies, and the American colonies.
Wait a minute. What happened to the African-American Negro? Where he at then? You see that scene right here? What happened to the African man? The African man ain't on the scene, Steve, right? You see what you do? You see the degrees you got on the wall and all you holler about some African. What happened over there? Listen, you see what's going on here. This is going on from Europe to America. From Europe, see, right? Black folks is put together and they got a common name from the other people. They gave you a name called, what, African, and then one of these is not African. The Tainos were there, what they called Tainos, but one of the tribes of Israel. Now, they was over there, then the Negroes helped them. Then the Negroes that came over here in there and they got grown and they was tired of doing your sugar corn, you know what they did? And they joined in with the Tainos that was there. Then they went off into, for time's sake, then they went off into the mountains and formed the group. Then they came down and formed the group. And then they whooped Britain into a treaty. They whooped Britain real good. But they didn't do none of that until the ones you call African came. But now let's find out something now, Steve Ray. They said that was Irish over there that did that. But now we're going to find out something. What Irish was this that was doing that? See now, on that dig over there, according to the Bible, what Irish supposed to, anytime a battle get together, it ain't going to be no victory until a certain part of the book get together and get with you. get suspicious. Let's run to Judges chapter 2:1-2. Let's find out who these Iris is. Who these Iris is that you call Iris that came from Europe, and once they got together with the natives that was the original Tainos and formed a group, then they went and jumped Britain so bad that they told them, look here, whatever y'all want, you got it. But something in that treaty, we're going to deal with maybe this lesson and maybe that. So whoever got the knowledge in order to pull up the treaty, it was something in the treaty that they signed because they didn't understand the language, and they signed something in that treaty that we need to know about. And we will know about. It's something in the treaty that after we read Judges, give me one and two.
The book of Judges chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. After the death of Oshea, through the word Joshua, came to pass that the family of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first, to fight against them. Verse 2. And Yahweh said, Yahweh Judah shall go up. You have delivered the land into his hand.
My. Because you know what? There's no such name as a biblical Irish thing right here. The one that we're talking about, the Irish of the Bible, was the blacks. But the blacks, we got to get a name on them. Who was they see right here? So it wasn't, remember, they couldn't win nothing until that would Granny Nanny say, it wasn't going to happen until the Africans got with them. But the Africans was Irish now. So we found out we're going to link the time up around about late part of 1600s. I mean, that record right there, that is over millions of black Irish came out of the northern world. Nah, I got to pull a rabbit out of hell on that. Let me read something. Here's a book that you can go take a look at. Now listen to this. It's called, Agent Slaves and Colony and Colonized Mexico by, and they're called Chinos, Chinos. During the 1600s, and this book is by Dinka, and this is the name of the people who they call. And these is Asian peoples that's coming in the 1600s. Let's see where they go on in this book. During the late 16th and the 1700th century, slaves was carried on the ship called, take a shot at it when I write it down, take a shot at it, but yeah, I might get more calls on butchering up words. The ship was called, but then you look up the ship, Manila Galleon. It arrived into Jamaica and Mexico around the 16th and the 1700s. And the ship that brought them from Southwest Asia on a ship called Manila Galleon, arrived in Jamaica and Mexico around the 1600s and the 1700s. Take a shot of that name, that brother, the name of that ship. And all you computer whiz, just put that ship down only put the ship there, and it'll tell you this the ship came out of. Southwest Asia. And they was over there too. They ain't come out of Africa. What's the name of the ship that brother y'all got? What's the name of the ship is?
Manila Galeons.
Now, go on your computer and see is it a certain ship that name that. Now go on and pull that name up, a ship called that, and let's see can it connect itself. So that's what we're saying, C-Roy. The dogs that teach the 1619, if you're black, you're African. Listen, you got to come and get in and with big ears and a little mouth up under the six and on the camp of Voices of a Tourist Life. That was the last thing. That little bunch of folks that came on that area, all this stuff was going on prior to coming out of Southwest Asia, that was coming out of Asia, that was coming out of all the Pacific Islands, you know, all the Polynesians and all them are there, and you pull a picture up there, and they look like the one you call Negroes. See, they look just like Negroes. So now they was over there. So they wasn't Africans. The one that came out of Europe, they wasn't Africans. So how you got in your record book saying he was Africans, help the Maroons. The Maroon don't mean but a runaway slave. We'll tell you who you are. We'll tell you who you really are. Maybe not in this lesson, but we know you're not Tainos, because your name must trace back to one of the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. You like the word called Irish? You like the word called the Southwest South? What did I say? In Asia, you got that ship? Is it a certain ship they call it, Brother Yada Israel?
Yes, sir.
What about it?
Says the Manila Galeon. Were Spanish trading ships for 2.5 centuries linked the Spanish Captain C, General of the Philippines, with New Spain across the Pacific Ocean.
You see that? So they were bringing slaves from all over the place too. So they in over there in Jamaica. They in over there in Mexico. See, the one you call Indians, Taino Indians? No, see, right? See, this is where the six and nine camps, we got to come now. Because you're out of order on everywhere. Every degree you got, you got to get a curriculum from the six and nine camps. Because listen to me. The name got to trace back to a biblical name of the Bible. You got a curse over your head. And that's why your program is out of order all over the known world. Now, in the book of Acts there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Mom, let's go to 16 chapter of Acts for a minute. Let's prove a point. What was Paul's mission? Let's find his mission first. We're going to Acts chapter. Let's find out what Paul's mission is. And if we find out what Paul's mission is, then we better tie it all in when you after we go to Acts chapter, see what Paul's mission that was given to Yahweh, what was his mission that we can read. See, we won't stay in what we can read. What was Paul's mission in the 9th chapter? In verse 15, what was the mission? Acts 9:15.
The book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 15 reads, "But Yahweh said unto him, Go your way, be the chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, king, and the family of Israel."
Okay, now, so he was to bear the name before the children of Israel, right? Now, let's go to the 16th chapter. If that was his mission, what it says in 16:6 of Acts. Give me the last line for time's sake. The last line. In verse 6.
The book of Acts 16:6. to teach the word in Asia.
So you see, the Asians are the children of Israel, see, right? The Asians, Paul's mission was to go to the Asians, what? The Israelites. So the one that you see now on his ship, there is Israelites coming over there, and they're not Africans. And they're not even Africans. See that thing right here? The children of Israel are not Africans. So now, they go to ship. Brother Yagdari said that's what they were, the slave ship. And we read that they were taken to Jamaica and Mexico. But now we find out that was the children of Israel. Now Paul in the 21st chapter, Brother Yagdari said, same book. Now this is way before 96 AD. So we gotta see if they over there that we can connect the books. If you're already there, we gotta find it. You gotta find it in the book. See, remember one thing: the Bible tells the story. And if we all believe the Bible, then the Bible will make the connection. Now Paul was doing certain things that Brother Yagdari as well. And let's see what Paul was doing and what was he going in the 21st chapter. Of Acts, he was doing something. And he was doing something in the 24th. Let's see, is that what I want? I'm struggling now, Brother Yagdari. Is that what I'm looking for? Paul was doing something. Paul was doing something. And remember, Paul is before 96 A.D., so Paul was before 96 A.D. Now, Paul was doing something, you know, when they was, something Paul was doing. Can you help me out, Brother Yagdari Israel? I'm struggling right now. He was doing something that we can read. You want to take a shot at that?
It ain't crossed my mind.
Right.
I need a few more clues.
Paul was doing something that Brother Yagdari, but he was doing something. And what happened when he was doing something, and then the big dignitaries heard about it, and they come run down the steps, and they had to put hands on Paul. And they stopped Paul from being killed. How about that? And that's enough to work with. They stopped Paul from being, huh? Is that enough to work with?
Yeah, I can work with that.
Yeah, they stopped Paul from they were delivering Paul up real good, about 21. Okay, I pick it up around about verse 27.
I knew I was close there, Brother
Yagdari, but glad you pulled me out. But let me say here, now, this is before 96 A.D. You saw the 1700s, and you find out there were ships going back and forth to Jamaica and Mexico in the 1600 and the 1700, right? What it says over here, and Paul's mission was to go to the children of Israel, right? We read that. Now we're in the 21st chapter, verse 27. What it say?
The book of Acts 21, verse 27 reads, when the 7 days were almost ended, Yagdai Judah, which were of Asia.
Wait a minute. Where were Yagdai Judah at?
Which were of Asia.
See that thing right here. So what is teaching that some African did anything? No, see, right here? The children of Israel was in Asia before 96 A.D. Paul went over and got some and brought them back to the temple to get some word, what they need right now. We found out they was brought from, it was Yagdai Judah brought from Europe, right? But what the prophecy say in Isaiah chapter 11? Verse 11 and 12. What did the prophecy say, Steve, right? Do anybody besides the six anointed camps read the Bible and connect them together? See, these names you call them the peoples is not the people. Ain't no African did anything. Ain't no Jamaicans did anything. Ain't no Maroons did anything. They didn't get going to get the whooping nobody until who gonna go up first? Yahdah Judah. But it was prophesied about Yahdah Judah in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. What was prophesied about 11, 12?
The book of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 read. It shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again, the second time, to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, from the islands of the sea. Verse 12. He shall set up an ensign for the nation. It shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, gather together the dispersed of Yahdah Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So you see that thing right here? So you see, we're in these great big institutions, and we're talking about Maroons and Africans and Jamaicans, and you're missing the point. Was no victory until they got Yahdah Judah, which is the lead tribe, and if you don't get up out of what you're in right now, it's going to be Yahdah Judah. Now let's go back to Negro Part 4. The world have a problem listening to the Six Anointed Cap. But what you believe Benjamin Franklin, the one the so-called founder of, but he gonna tell you that out of his mouth. He founded them up. But you won't say it anyway, but you'll believe him or you believe the Six Anointed Cap, right? Let's see what he said. Let's see what Benjamin Franklin said, one of the so-called founders of the fathers that we got them degrees on page 61. What he said, and pick his name up there, just get where his name is there, Brother Yahdah. What did he see around the same time the treaty was signed? The same time, just a little before something happened, about the same peoples that went over there and helped the Haitians that they got the credit for. But they'll tell you, some runaway slaves, some Africans got with us. The runaway slave was not Africans, see, are you? The runaway slave was Yahdah Judah. The lead tribe, they jumped up in there, and that's how you won the battle. So, you know, you got to get the curriculum right. Then Yahweh would intervene, but you're giving credit to African Americans and Maroons and Jamaicans, but nobody done nothing until Yahdah Judah got in there with you. Because when they was brought over there as kids to Europe, and when they grew up and they were tired of, and they knew that they was in every nation upon the sun, and when you ran up into the mountains, so when they got grown up, they ran the mountain with you, and you formed an alliance with Yahdah Judah. Then Yahweh said, "I'm not going to whoop Great Britain and whoop them into a treaty with you." TSE right here. That was Judah. You know the one you call African American Negro? That was the one that mustered every battle that ever was fought on according to the scripture. You ain't going to win nothing until you get behind Yahdah Judah. Not according to the Bible. What did Benjamin Franklin say? What did he say?
I mean, from the Negro Question Part 4 by Lee Cummings, page number 61, and it reads, "The Swatty Germans, Benjamin Franklin, titled America as a Land of Opportunity, author Benjamin Franklin, year 1751, subject, Why Increase the Sons of Africa in America?"
Good.
"Why should the Palatine Moors, Germans, be suffered to swarm into our settlements They will never adopt our custom any more than they can adopt our complexion, white skin. All of Africa, Asia, and America, except for us, are black. Russia, Italy, Spain, France, Sweden, and the Germans are black.
Ain't that so?
What year he said all this? He wasn't drinking nothing, see, right? What year did he say all this, all these Asians and Americans and Germans and what did he say? What year did he say all this in?
1751.
What color did he call the Asians?
Say they are black.
Ain't that something? See, the one you see over there now in the 2000, that's the picture you got, but not according to the scripture. Remember, everybody's taking your identity. You was in every nation upon the sun. All the folks that was black folks until they start, you know, messing around and start getting, listen, that, but the blacks you're talking about was Yahdah Judah. The only one on record is supposed to be in every nation upon the sun. Because, you know, sooner or later you got to get a lick in, and you can't get no lick in unless Judah gets the lick in first. See that? See, Judah got to get the lick in first. So now when the Haitian won their war, it was with the so-called African slaves. The African slaves was Judah. What Judah came out of, though? The northern world or Europe, or he came out of the Pacific Islands. All them, the Polynesians, all them. Do you know how many Israelites it is that was prophesied? See, you got people. See, everybody else is a little piece of people. You know the prophecy of Israel in 2460? All these people you see that look just like the African American Negro because that's who they are, the tribe of Yahdah Judah. Ain't often everyone in the Pacific Islands. See, you got a handful of Japhetic people there too. But the majority of them is the one that's coming out of 60. What's the prophecy of the children of Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 60 reads. Genesis 24, verse 60. They blessed Rebekah, saying unto her, you are our sister. You the mother of thousands of millions.
Thousands of millions. So when you look at, when you start now and understand all these Pacific islands, and you see somebody looking just like you, but then you're looking at, they from Pacific, this is C, right? That is you. When you see them, got a Jeremiah 14:2 on them, and you, then they mirroring you, then that's who they are. You know, stop getting caught up with these labels and called the way it is. The only one on record for being every nation up under the sun is the one that's in Jeremiah 14, verse 2. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah 14, verse 2. Yahdah Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
See that thing right here? And they in every nation by the sun. Let's run back to of the Negro part. You know, I know it's tough for you to believe the six anointed camps. Because we can meet you where you at. But understand one thing. This, we was chosen to do such a thing. And every camp can do what I'm doing now. All of them do this. We'll let you know when we're ready. On page 166. Now, you remember, we're going to read the white man and the white woman. You let them scholars do the talking. You believe them, right? Let's see what they say. What they say up here on page 166 on the Negro part 6. What it say at the top of who doing it and who gonna do all this talking?
I'm reading from the Negro question part 6. By Lee Cummins, page number 166, and it reads, Professor Boyd Dawkins.
Okay. You hear that? So y'all hear that? Professor, Mr. Charlie. Hey, Mr. Charlie here. So you know you got to believe him, right? Hey, Professor. See that? Professor. What did the professor say? What did he say now? Let's read what he said. And all we're going to do, we're just going to see what he said. What did he say?
The inhabitants of Britain belonged to a very different races. Britain was inhabited by the black Basque from ancient times. In their books, they called themselves Britons and Roman citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The first Romans was what you call Negroes too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now this is a professor of Bowen Darkin now. Then this professor talking. What does he say?
These images of the Stuart King, Scottish Highlanders, excavated at the Buckley Berry Bank of London, prove that King James and his seed were black.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Have presented the fact that they emerged out of the ground along with the eyewitness account. The time for you to put on the robe of a judge and to sit in the judgment seat. The only advice that I shall give to you is the word of Yahweh the Son, the word Christ. Judge not that you be not judged, but if you judge, judge righteously.
Like how? What? What are supposed to judge righteous? What do you say? What's next up under that?
The black founding fathers of the 13 colonies.
Wait a minute. I thought Benjamin Franklin is the father of this thing. No, see, Ray. The white man is telling you right now who found the 13 colonies was black folks. The 13 black colonies. They the ones set up the 13 colonies. And you got on your degrees about Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. You see that different young guy there?
Yes, sir.
And they quote Thomas Jefferson everybody. Keep reading them up. Now, what they got next? What they got next?
King James, King Charles,
mm-hmm.
the first, King Charles the second, yes. King James the second, King
well,
George,
now. Now,
the third.
Okay, listen.
King James the first, King Charles the first, King Charles the second, King James the second, and the black German King George the second are the true founders of the 13 British colonies.
You hear what I'm saying? You hear what the peoples of Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump say? They said, "No, see, Ray, you're the one set this thing up. You're the one was in power. You're the one. Do you know what we was doing? I like to read it, Brother Yagdai, what we was doing." Matter of fact, what was the white man and the white woman was doing? Job 30, verse 7 and 8. It's time for you to be taught. You ain't going to never get out of your condition because you're going to continue to be up under the manner you are right now until you understand you've been taught wrong. And as long as you keep missing your feast days, not wearing no fringes, you keeping up. Cuss over your head and everybody come in contact with you. You see, the man's telling you that the 13 colonies were set up by you, tribe of Judah. Yeah, that was Judah over there. King James from Judah. See, but you just don't know which one, do you? But we do. What's your reading, Brother Yagdai Israel? Okay, I'll tell you what. It's more like 166. I'm off the train of thought. Come on back to your page 167. Look what they say. Look what he say. Look at the one. See, this is the teaching that they know up into them higher institution. They know this. But remember, they told you it's two sets of books. One for you and one for them. Uh-huh. See, you don't get, now you getting it from the other side. What they be read, and they mostly, everybody know about you, but you. That's why you don't have no fringes. What it says over in 157, first word, on the left side.
157.
Yeah, 6-7, same book. Give me what it says. You continue on where it says, and things as.
There's no such thing as white founding fathers. It is
you see what the kinfolks is telling you. They ain't found nothing but a 50, Psalm 58, verse 3. Do you understand that? Only thing they found was Psalm 58, verse 3. What is that?
The book of Psalm 58, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalm, chapter 58, and verse number 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
64 verse 8, 7 and 8. 64, Psalm 7 and 8. So you see what you did to see right here. And look what you did to your, everybody come in contact with you. You ain't never read no book. It's no asking all these big institutions trying to get in contact with the Sixth Anointed Camp. Because they know something ain't right, but they can't put their thing on it. But now we're going to show how to put your thing on it. We're going to show you, then and you go for yourself. But then you see people the way it really is. And ain't nothing going to work until y'all got Judas back in his position. And everybody up under the Sixth Anointed Camp, ain't nothing going to go right in the world system. Because Judah got the read. What's the read?
The book of Psalm 64, number 7 and 8 reads, Psalm 64, verse 7. For Yahweh shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Verse 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away.
You see what's going on, see, right? Let's come back to page 167 again. And pick it up where it says the white. The white, see, the young guy Israel, back to, and let's see what it says, the white. On page 167, pick it up where it says the white. The white, what about the white?
The white founding fathers, it is a myth.
Okay,
you are
hold on. Come all the way down to the last five lines where it says the white must. Come on down to the last five lines. The white, what the white guy do?
The white must be credited with picking up and moving the government forward, but the credit for the forming of the original colonial government and the 13 British colonies must be given to the black Scot.
Go ahead and read a little bit more.
These are the generations of the 13 black colonies. It is finished.
you see, they're telling you. Now, who's saying all that in the corner on 166? Who's saying all this? Now, who making this thing? Is it Falcon saying this? Who's saying this in the left-hand corner?
Professor Boyd Duncan.
Yeah, man. Now, let's go to page 160. Let's take it from the top again. 160 from the top. Page 160. See, we can go on and on with this thing, right? See, first of all, you got to get your mind right first. Then we can get things together for you. Let's get your mind right. Here it is right here. Page 160 from the top.
I'm looking at the Negro Question, Part 6, page number 160. And it reads, the five black founding fathers of the 13 colonies.
You see what he's saying? This is what the big dignitaries telling you. This is over there and all the big institutions, you know, Yale, Harvard, they all know all this, right? Remember, they got two sets of books, one for you and one for them. What do we say here? But look what the professor said. The five black founding fathers of the 13 colonies. We got their name. We all read the name. We passed that up. Get down to what year? What year now? Now listen to the year. What it say now? Let's see if we count the 13 colonies. Now that we found about the 13 colonies, let's see do Mr. White Man or White Woman hand is in any of it. What year are we going to read? And we're going to count them out.
1607, Virginia, founded by Black Scots, King James the First.
What?
1620, Mass, Maine, founded by King James the First.
Two.
1620, New England, founded by King James the First.
Three.
1632. Maryland, founded by King Charles the First.
Four.
1629, New Hampshire, founded by King John the First.
Five.
1636, Rhode Island, founded by King Charles the Second.
Six.
1638, Delaware, founded by King Charles the Second.
Seven.
1663, North Carolina, founded by King Charles II.
Number eight.
1636, Connecticut, founded by King Charles II.
Nine, ten, something.
1681, Pennsylvania, founded by King Charles II.
12.
10. 11. 10. 1663. South Carolina. Founded by King Charles II. 1664. King James II. Duke of York, New Jersey. 1732. George. Founded by Black Germans. King George II.
And how many did there, bro? Y'all got
it there? It's 13.
Who wrote that? The next, who wrote that?
The Joseph Ritson.
Yeah. What else you say?
The Highlanders are generally diminutive, with brown, and almost always with black curly hair and dark eyes.
Mm-hmm. You mean all my life I thought the founding fathers and all this stuff. I mean, you mean all this I got. Page 74. Where it says below. Page 74. Below.
Page 74.
Below.
Below is a list of men who ran the colonies. These were the princes.
Mm-hmm. These are the ones the big dignitaries sent over there to run the place. What's their name? Who is this? And
because that in so remote a country as situated among so many barbarous nations, and the invasion as well as savages as of other enemies, pirates, robbers, may probably be feared. Therefore, we have given for us our heirs and successors to give power by these to the said Edward Earl of Clarendon, George Duke of Albemarle, William Lord Covenant, John Lord Berkeley, Anthony Lord Ashley, Sir George Carteret, Sir William Berkeley, and Sir John Collington.
All these was appointed black men by Black Judah. All these was appointed by black men with the black dignitaries. Point these five men to come over here and organize the 13 black college. So when the slaves got there in 1619, it was already black. Judah was already running things. But remember one thing, see, right? Judah's over there at that time, you know, some wishy-washy was going on because King James, he was gone in, what year did King James the first die? Make sure you know he was gone. The one that wrote the King James Bible had the King James Bible going. He was good and gone. But then, you know, what you always do, you do things that's contrary to this book. Not one of the big dignitaries said, I can't come in because ain't nobody look like the other folks in here, so I ain't coming up in here. We do the same thing today. Same thing we do today. Give me time that King James, the Judah Negro, when did he die? When did he die there, Brother Yagda Israel?
King James the First, born June 19, 1566. Died March 27, 1625.
So the one who wrote the King James Bible was gone. So in 1625 he was gone. But this thing started in 1607. He was around a little bit of that. But in 1607, but in 1625 he was gone. And see, and one thing about it, and that's when manipulation started coming in after that. Manipulation started coming in after that, see, right? But the one who wrote the King James Bible, had the King James Bible put together, he was gone. He was gone in 1625. You got that? Good. Now, you know, that's, shoot, we could stay in there all the way there, Brother Yagdai Israel. But we got to take a look at something real quick. So now, those over at Monroe College in Jamaica, 1 hour up ahead of, we hope you got a pretty good lesson. We'll get on the Rastafaris and all that. But remember one thing, don't nothing happen unless Judah leave. If Judah don't leave, ain't nothing happening. So when everybody won the war, whatever war they was in, you got to first get in contact with Yahdah Judah. So just like you want to know the truth about your history. You got, we even know when you got your independence in 1962, Jamaicans. Now y'all got a problem over there with Jamaicans, the Haitians, y'all all one people. But I tell you what tribe you is, you know, not in this lesson. You're not Jamaicans, you're not Rastafarians, you're not none of that. But we'll leave you a little bit on the table. And then we'll come back with this name that the one that laid the fatal blow in a Jamaican over there, he laid the fatal blow. We come back with his name. It might come back to me in his lesson. I don't know. It might come to me, his name, the one that, but remember, did nothing happen until he got the Yahdah Judah all off into it. Because see, when you start seeing Yahdah Judah come together, matter of fact, it's come together because of 1 Maccabees 2, 42 says what?
The book of 1 Maccabees 2, verse number 42 reads, book of 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. They came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntary, devoted unto the Torah instructions.
See, y'all got Judah knew they were supposed to be in there. It's time to take care of Britain. You know, the sons of Esau in the 1700s, in the late, early part of 1700s. So y'all got Judah over there, and then they mustered about it, but everybody taking credit for it. All they called them was the African slave runner, the runaway ramp into the mountains where we was at, formed together, and we come up with the being what you call maroons, runaway slaves. See, but really was Judah. Now the name that we were looking for, it came to, the name is Kojo. That's the one that laid the fatal blow. Now put his name in there. Put his name her name is C-U-B-J-O-E. Put that of Jamaica and see what you got on Kojo. That was named C-U-D?
I already got it, see.
Okay. That's the one. Let's see. Do he exist? See, this is the one you call old Negro. Let's see. What did he do?
When the British signed a treaty with Kojo in 1739, the success allowed them to offer a less favorable treaty to the Windward Maroons.
That's good. See, Kojo, but see now. This gonna get deep, but it'll get deep later. Now, Kojo is the one that laid the fatal blow, and Kojo is the one signed the treaty. But what I can't understand about this right here, the Kojo did not speak English or write in English. So how did he sign the treaty? See, now that y'all take that in Jamaica and figure that out. How did Kojo sign the treaty, and he could not read or write English? Now, how did he do that? And when you signed the treaty, what happened next when the treaty was signed? Now y'all do your homework on that. On what happened with Kojo that could not speak English and could not write in English? How did he sign the treaty? So now, We leave you with that to think about that. Let's go to the book of Maccabees there, Brother Yahdiah. Let's get a couple of quick hits in on Maccabees. What it says in 2:22 to get warmed up. First Maccabees 2:22 says what? First Maccabees 2:22, what does it say?
Book of First Maccabees 2, verse 22 reads. First Maccabees 2, verse 22. We will not hearken to the king's words to go from our way of life, either on the right hand or the left.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're gonna make sure the decision we make is the Bible support decision we make. Let's back up to First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24, and then we'll take it down to 30-34. 1 Maccabees 1, verse 24, 30-34. Let's see what that says.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24, verse 30-34 reads. 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24. And when he had taken all away, he went into his own land, have made a great massacre and spoken very proudly. Verse number 30. And spake peaceable words unto them, but all was deceit. When they had given him credence, he fell suddenly upon the city and smote it very sore and destroyed much people of Israel. Verse 31. And when he had taken the spoil of the city, he set it on fire, tore down the houses and walls thereof on every side. Verse 32. But the women and children took their captive and possessed the cattle. Verse 33. Then built they the city of David with a great and strong wall, with mighty towers, and made it a stronghold for them. Verse 34. They put therein a sinful nation, wicked men, and fortified themselves therein.
Mm-hmm. 52. So you see, so now they always will,
verse number 52, that many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit, everyone that forsook the Torah instructions, and so they committed evil in the land.
So when you don't keep the Torah instructions, you're doing evil. That's a tell you like it is. So when you're not keeping Torah instruction, that's the same thing going on, because you made it plain. The treaty you signed, Yahweh said plainly in Judges 2:1-3. He made it plain there. He said something plain to you in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. So you see, you're getting ready to celebrate a treaty that you signed. But then you got to understand something. Somebody got to show you what the scripture is saying in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. What is it in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3?
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and verse 3 reads, Judges 2, verse number 1. The minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt. And I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said I would never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Before I say it, I will not drive them out from before you. For they shall be as thorns in your side. And they are false Yahweh. Shall be a snare unto you.
We'll leave it there. Let's talk about that, Brother Yahweh. So you see that? So you see what you get rid of celebrating 1738 treaty. Yahweh said from the get-go, ain't no treaties. The reason you there is because of breaking Torah instruction. The only way you can get up out of this thing is following Torah instruction. When you made a league with them, and you get ready to celebrate it, and you get ready to get your black pig, and take a black pig, and you're going to eat them up real good, and then you can go walking up in the cities and stuff like that. See, all that's following. Listen, Rastafarians, the Cameroon, Maroons, listen, all them names was put on you by the other peoples. The only way we're going to straighten you out, you got to take the tape that you got, number 29, listen to it carefully, give you more as it unfolds. You got to come back to the Bible. The Bible been taught wrong by the world, but the sixth anointing can come straighten out for you. You got it? Good. Brother, y'all got Israel until we it's getting close to them feast day. Look at this. Drop your clothing statement behind that. Remember, Friday night, see right here. White garments, six anointed camp, all that good stuff. It's only days away. You getting the passport? Not Christmas. Sign a treaty, Yahweh said to make no leaves. You on the clock, Brother Yahweh Israel. What's your thoughts behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The other way is rolling out, see Israel. I see right. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Kojo was the Negro slave from the tribe of Judah. He didn't speak English. He didn't write in English. So you got him signing that treaty. He didn't sign that treaty. See, right? We'll tell you about it later. We'll tell you about that later because he did not speak English and he couldn't write in English. But they got in the treaty. He the one signed the treaty. It's something else about that treaty that we're going to tell you about later on. Tell you about the treaty, see, right? The treaty. We'll tell you about it later on. We'll bring all the elders in and get his closing statement on take 29. And Elmer Till, take your time. You and the clock, the world listen, especially out of Jamaica. Come on. Fear. We gonna mute Mr. Tibbs. You think you gonna say that and we don't mute somebody? No. Well, as your radio station, you do what you want to do. So I tell you what we do then. We go find the mothers in. We find the mothers and bring the mothers in and see what the mothers got to say. One thing about it, the best part of the broadcast is the mothers anyway. So that's the best part. That's the part I like. When the mothers come in and tell you one thing, it's time for y'all to take another look at this thing. That's why they keep telling you, get in where you've been in, up on the sixth anointed camp with big ears and little mouth, and learn something, but you've been taught wrong on every point. The mother get ready to talk to you now. Would you listen? All around known world, would you listen? Here we go. Mother Z, tribal Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that scene right.
Yahweh blessing teaches you, Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Now, I know you heard a lot. You took great notes, but whatever you got to tell this national, all especially the ones out there around Jamaica and all the spots out there that are getting ready to go chase a black, pig down, and everybody going to taste the black pig. They're going to do that on their treaty day. So whatever you got to tell the national audience, you're on the clock. Come on.
I would just like to say to the national audience tonight, I'm just going to read a scripture from the Bible. And I think this scripture really explains itself. I'm going to read Psalms chapter 24. The earth is the Yahweh's and the fullness, therefore the world and those that dwell therein. Verse 2, for he has formed it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Verse 3, who shall ascend unto the hill, or who the hill of the Yahweh, or who shall stand in his righteous place? He that have clean hands, pure mind, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor spoke defilement. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing from the Yahweh and righteousness from the Yahweh of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek him, that seek the face of Jacob, seek the face of Jacob. Verse 7, lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the king honor shall come in. Verse 8, who is the king of honor? The Yahweh strong and mighty, the Yahweh mighty in battle. Verse 9, lift up your hands, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the king of honor shall come in. Verse 10, who is the king of honor? The Yahweh of hosts. He is the king of honor. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, one thing about it, we'll hear that later on WCC. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, we know you take great notes, and I know you're ready to say something. So, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. That's why I bid you that seed right.
That's why I bless you, Israel. The seed right. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother E. Well, Mother E, I know you heard a lot. And all out there in Jamaica, they are ahead of us. They all ears, and they want to hear some more. So, what you want to tell the national audience? You on the clock, come up.
Well, I'm going to read Psalm in Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to start, I'm just going to read some about things that we see what's going to happen before the end. So, I'm going to start at verse 1 and read down to verse 13. And Yahweh went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples come to him, but to show him the building of the temple. Yahweh said unto them, see you not all these things? Truly I say unto you, these shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And verse 3. And as he sat upon the mount, the disciples coming to him privately, saying,
tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. In verse 4, it says, and Yahweh answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And these shall be and kingdoms, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake and diverse places. Verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Verse 11. And many false seals shall rise and shall deceive many.
But many false shepherds will rise. Don't be
shepherds. Many false shepherds. Many false shepherds shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Okay? Because this is telling us these things that we're going to see before the end, but the end is not yet. So what this is telling us to get prepared for the end, because we can't be, get prepared when the end gets here. It'd be like when it was when Noah built the ark. We won't be able to get ready when he comes, to get ready now. But when he comes, we'll be ready before the end gets here. Because it tells us that all this stuff that we see happening, and we see some of this stuff that's happening already. We see these earthquakes, and we see the pestilence, and we're looking at now, it's in October. And so Yahweh is telling us to get ready. We see all this happening, and we still going about doing our own thing. So we better get ready right now, because he's showing us that it's time to turn to him. Hallelujah.
Well, let me get a verse behind that. That's pretty good. Let me get a First Maccabees, First Maccabees chapter 2. Let me see what it tells us in verse number 19 and 20. Let me get a verse real quick. Then I'm going to go to Mother D of Israel. But Mother E. Give me a Maccabees chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Can you help me out? 2, 19 and 20. What is that? First Maccabees 2, verse 19 and 20. I need a verse behind that. Like you said, we got to get ready. Let's see if we can clean that up in Maccabees 2, verse 19 and 20.
Oh, First Maccabees chapter 2. Verse 19 and verse 20. Then Matthew's counsel and speak with a loud voice. So all the nations that are under the king's dominion obey him and fall away, everyone from the religion of their father, and give counsel to his commandments. Verse 20. It will I and my son and my brethren walk in the covenant of our Father.
Because the world doing what they got to do. Each of them go ahead and do it. But what we're going to do, we're going to make sure we keep the covenant. We're going to keep what this man got written in his book. Tell you what, that's what we're going to do. We know what we're going to do. The world getting ready for Christmas and everything else. We know that what they going to do. My Jamaica's getting ready for it, too. But we getting ready for what we getting ready for, dedication. That's what we getting ready for.
Right.
See? So that's what we getting ready for. But we know what the world getting ready for. All right, that mother, you going to go find Mother D of Israel. That was excellent on your part. So when you meet the mother out of Camp Juan, Mother D of Israel, we know you heard a lot. So if you want to tell Jamaican something, that's fine. But if you got some already, you got something, bring it on. Mother D of Israel, Yahweh BJLC, right? Yahweh
bless you.
Yahweh
bless you. Israel of
Sea Roy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I know you heard a lot and we gonna say it a lot. We do the best we can every time we come out though, but well, you gonna tell Jamaica or nice northern, you heard all over the world that must be up Israel. So whatever you wanna say, you on the clock, come out.
Well, I want to address some of the things that you was teaching on, and I want to go to Baruch chapter 2, and I want to start at verse 26. Let me read verse 26. And the family which is called by your name as thou laid waste, as it is to be seen this day, for the wickedness of the family of Israel and the family of Yahdah Judah. 27. O Yahweh, our Yahweh, thou hast dwelt with us after all your goodness and according to all thy great mercy of thine. Verse 28. As thou spake by your servant Moses in the day when thou did command him to write the Torah instruction before the children of Israel, saying, verse 29, if you will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned to a small number among the nations where I will scatter you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30, for I know that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people put in the land of their captivity. They shall remember themselves, 31, and shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, for I will give them a mind and ears to hear, 32. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and thank upon my name. 33. And remember from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers which sinned before Yahweh. Verse 34. And I will bring them again unto the land which I promised with an oath unto their father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahweh's of it. And I will increase them and they shall not be diminished. 35. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. And I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I gave them. Okay, I want to go to Isaiah chapter 42. I'm going to read verses 22 to 24. And it reads, But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver, for a spoil, and none says restore. Verse 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen, hearken, and hear for the time to come? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction. Now I want to do this little prayer in Baruch chapter 3, verses 1. Almighty Yahweh of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit cries unto you. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for thou art merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. Verse 3. For thou endurest forever, and we perish utterly. Okay, I want to drop down to verses 9. Hear, Israel, the Torah instructions of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes. Give Jamaican one verse there, Mother D of Israel. Give me Micah 2, verse 10. Get the microphone and tell the peoples of the Maroon, all out there in Jamaica, what he says in 2, verse 10 to help precept with you all. 2, verse 10 says what?
Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction.
You see that? So there it is there. So listen. Those get ready to do what they get ready to do. Listen. It ain't gonna work. It ain't right. Mother dear, Mother E. Mother E, come on back and let's get a little quick verse real quick. Let's run to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse number 36 and 54 in a closing statement. Let's see what it says in 1 Maccabees chapter 36 and 46. 36, 46, and 54. Give me three verses real quick. 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 36, 46, and 54. What is it?
Okay. 1 Maccabees chapter 6.
Chapter 4.
Okay.
36, 46, and 54.
36. 46. And 54.
Mm-hmm.
1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 36. Okay. Verse 36. Then said Judah, and here, behold, our enemies are discomfited. Let us go up to cleanse and dedicate the sanctuary, the temple. Verse 46. And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple in the covenant, place, until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them. Verse 54, time and what day the nation has profaned it. Even in that was, even in that was it dedicated with bones and systems and hearts and symbols.
Give me a Second Chronicles 5 verse 3 and stop where it says, speak that. 5 verse 3, Second Chronicles 5 verse 3. So now we find out that Judas Maccabees was getting ready for a dedication or something. Mother D. of Israel had me 56 down to 61 waiting on me. So we find out that it was a dedication going on. And what the dedication was all about, stop where it says, feast that. Start reading, and get down to feast, stop it right there. Second Chronicles 5, 3, Mother Eve, what it say?
Okay, Second Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 3.
Yeah, stop, you get the word called feast, stop right there. Go ahead.
Second Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 3. Wherefore, all the men of Israel, they summoned themselves unto the king in the feast.
That's right. So everybody, all Israel got together to get to the feast. All Israel, they understand that thing. A feast is coming up. All Israel supposed to get to the feast. Most of Israel, what it says over there in 456 down to 61. First Maccabees 4.
56.
What did it say?
First Maccabees chapter 4, verses 56 to 60.
Take it down to verse 6.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verses 56. And it reads, and so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sanctified of deliverance and praise. Verse 57. They decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold and with shields and the gates and the chambers. They renewed and hung doors upon them. Verse 58. Thus was their very great gladness among the people, for that the reproach of the nations was put away. 59. Moreover, Yahdai Judah and his brethren with the whole congregation of Israel ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season, from year to year, by the space of 8 days, from the 5th and 20th day of the month Paslu, with myrrh and gladness. Verse 60. at that time also they built up the Mount Yagdazilva with high walls and strong towns around about, lest the Gentiles should come and tread it down as they had done before.
Yeah. Right, right, that's right. So they got everything. They looked out. They have a great peace. Make sure no squares don't come around. Mother Eve, let's see what it says in St. John 10, 22 and 23. St. John 10, 22 and 23, and a closing statement. Let's see St. John 10, 22, 23, and a closing statement. Let's start our webcam to the dedication. That's December 25th, not Christmas. Let's see who else came to the great big eight-day feast. St. John 10, 22 and 23 says what?
St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22. And it was at Gaugatuda, the southern kingdom, the feast of the dedication. And it was left. Verse 23. And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple, and Solomon's Port.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh kept the feast day. He was one of them. He came 70 miles and kept the feast day. December 25th is the feast day of dedication. All Israel will be in one of the six anointed camps and eating them up, drinking them up, and talk about how we whoop Esau and his five sons and Nathan dead, and going to whoop them again in time to come.
What about
your mother Eve? What's
close to
behind that? Come on.
Okay.
So remember, all Israel kept them 8 day feet. Yahweh the Son kept it. What you gonna do? Jamaica?
Okay.
You're going to keep Christmas or you're going to keep the Bible for me? Go ahead.
I'm reading Psalms chapter 20, starting at verse 1. The Yahweh hears in the day of trouble. The name of the Yahweh of Israel, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Yahweh Judah. Verse 3. Remember all the offerings and the accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own mind and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our Yahweh, we will set up our banner. Yahweh fulfill all thy portion. Verse 6. Now know I that the Yahweh saved his anointed. He will hear him from his righteous heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Yahweh, our Yahweh. They are brought down and fallen, but we are rising and standing upright. Hallelujah.
Mother Z, that's excellent. Mother D of Israel, where it says in Acts chapter 18:21. You have me Malachi 3:8-11 waiting on. What it says over here in 18:21.
Okay.
So we bowed on the Chronicles. All Israel kept that peace. Let's see what happened on a new book. Acts 18:21 says what?
Acts chapter 18, verse 21. But bid them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Yahweh Judah. But I will return again unto you if Yahweh's will. And he sailed for Ephesus.
You see that? So everybody understand one thing. Yahweh kept that feast. What you going to do? Jamaica, what you going to do? then keep the feast of Yom Kippur. Malachi 3, 8 down to verse 11. What did it say? Malachi 3, 8 down to verse 11, O day of Israel. Malachi 3, 8 down to verse 11.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 11. Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my temple, and prove me now where herewith, says Yahweh host, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your wine cease her fruits before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts.
It's precept there to Deuteronomy 27. Verse 8 and 26 in the closing statement. So he's saying, this is one thing. He said, just like keeping them feast days, it's just like paying your tithes, free will offering, and donations. Never forget that, because you're cursed with a curse if you do not do it according to Malachi, and Yahweh told him to say that. Let's see where he pulled that from. Let's look at 27 chapter verse 8 and 26 in the closing statement. Deuteronomy chapter 27, 8 and 26, and a closing statement. We catch it Thursday.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 8 and 26. Verse 8, and you shall write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly.
Very
plainly. Yes. Verse 26, cursed be he or she that confirm not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them. And all the people answered and said, hallelujah.
You see that? Give me all 2 Ezra 2, 38 to 40 in closing statement. 2 Ezra 2, 38 to 40. 2 Ezra 2, 38 to 40. So you see? You got to pay your tithes, free will offering, donation, or you got a curse over your head. So think about that more than you think about anything else. But you got to keep them feast days and them Sabbath days on those that teach the truth.
Mm-hmm. Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse
38
to 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 38 to 40. Verse 38 reads, arise up and stand before the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh, verse 30, which are departed from the shadow of this world and have received honorable garments of Yahweh, verse 40. Take your number, O Yahdah Judah, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, close statement. Catch it Thursday night. It's all yours. Come on, Mother D of Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 10. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nation, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
From the mothers. The three mothers out of camp, one of our daughters, mothers in all 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We catch you all Thursday night until the elder teachers and the elder Mr. Phil. We catch everybody Thursday night of the most B-O-T-T-Y. Remember one thing. We got to do the Bible to get the blessing. You can't get the part you like and leave that part out. You got to keep the feast days, got to wear your presents, and you got to pay your tithes. And free will offer. All that is tradition of the battle. So if you ain't got none of that taken care of, don't look for Yahweh to bless you. He'll have you just like the ones over in Jamaica doing, but it takes a black pig around and cut him up and eat him up on January the 6th. Israel, you don't need no pig. Jamaicans, you don't need no pig. You don't do Christmas. You put them presents on and follow the 6 anointed camp of voices of the true Israelites. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, mother.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
I'm not going to